Good morning. Hi, everyone. This is Teresa Tolman with Completing Christ Ministries Incorporated. We're located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'd like to welcome you to our 5 to 10 minute Bible lesson. It's really just a brief exhortation to encourage you as you study the Word of God on a daily basis. And I hope that you are having a great time in God's Word, and we're just going to begin with a brief prayer, and then we'll talk a little bit about Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to just acknowledge you as the source of our strength and the source of our joy and the source of our life. And we just give you the honor that you deserve, and we pray that you would bless this Bible study and this Bible lesson and help us to be diligently seeking you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, praise God. Welcome to the Bible study, and we want to just look at the book of Psalms again today. We've been looking at the emotions in the Psalms, but I want to focus on Psalm number 19 today, and there's some really great stuff in here. It begins with talking about how the earth is just proclaiming on a daily basis that God is who He is. You know, and I think that, you know, clearly we all have those times when we maybe will see a sunset or see something spectacular in the sky or something that just brings awe to us, you know, in His creation. And it's His creation declaring the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth shows forth His handiwork. And so, you know, at those times when we need strength, sometimes we get it just by, you know, the beauty of a tree and marveling over the magnificence of the ocean and all these things. And so sometimes we need to get alone and quiet enough with God so that we can appreciate those things, just the beauty of His handiwork, and not focus on the things that have gone wrong. Day to day, you know, His creation just utters speech, and night after night it shows forth the knowledge of God. And so even when people don't know God and don't believe in Him and maybe don't know who Jesus is, people know that God exists in their heart of hearts, in their deepest soul. God reveals Himself to people. I can remember even when I was about 17 years old and struggling very hard to be, you know, because I was very much intellectual and was being prepared for a life of study and education, which is good. But I wasn't focused on God, but I can still remember after I lost my uncle, and he died in an accident. And I can still remember what I brought this up to say, is just looking up to the sky one night and just marveling at the beauty of it. I can remember that particular night. I can still remember also the first time I went to Mexico, just looking at the sky, because we were in an area where the altitude was kind of high. And so I had never seen the sky quite as gorgeous as it was, that looked as if the stars were hanging right above me, you know, when I was, you know, sitting at that pool in Mexico, and it was just marvelous. I can still remember how the stars looked. And so what I'm saying is there is actually the voice of God actually communicates to us that He exists. And so everybody has the opportunity to come to Him and to worship Him and to know Him. And it's important for us to talk about Him so people know how to have a relationship with Him. Some people know that He exists, but they don't know how to come into a relationship with God. So I just want to encourage you today to spend time marveling at His creation and cherish those moments when you feel the peace associated with it, the peace that you feel with the sunset, and the peace that you feel when you're just watching the ocean or enjoying a cool breeze on your porch or anything that God might do. Cherish those moments because that's God, you know, through His creation, reminding you that He is God. Praise the Lord. You can also look in this psalm and hear the marvel of His word and all the things that the word of God can do for us. The law of the Lord is perfect, you know, in verse 7, and it converts the soul. Converting the soul has to do with changing our way of thinking and transforming us into the mind of Christ instead of the mind of the flesh and giving us an opportunity to be reprogrammed by the word of God. And so your study of the word of God is not in vain. It's converting your soul. And the testimony that the Lord gives in His word is sure, and it makes wise the simple. It makes those of us who have been naive and gullible and foolish and not able to understand, you know, just, you know, the things about dealing with people and dealing with life, It gives wisdom to us, no matter who has raised you or what you've gone through or what, you know, you have going for you or what you don't. The wisdom of God will turn anyone and convert anyone who even thinks they're wise into a truly wise person. And so go through this list. I'll encourage you. Psalm 19 is one of my favorite places, and it tells you exactly what to expect from God's word, that the statutes of the Lord are right and they'll rejoice your heart. Each one of these things are describing the word of God and describing what the benefit that you can expect specifically from studying the word of God. So I think that you'll really ought to benefit from chapter 19 in the book of Psalms. And remember at the end, okay, there's a prayer that says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And that about says it all. So have a blessed day in the word of God. Thank you and God bless you. You can leave me a message when you hear the beep after this message. And I'm the only one who listens to it. That's Teresa Tolman from Completing Christ Ministries. You can leave me a voicemail message at the sound of the tone. And you can also reach us on the blog at CICMblog.com online to leave comments or by email at CompleteInChrist@Cox.net. God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.